you're finally awake. I'm so happy. I've been waiting for you to wake up for such a long time. What are you trying to tell me? Oh, yeah. Here. I'll remove the gag from your mouth. Just don't scream. Thanks for not screaming, cutie. I'm going to remove your blindfold too. Hi, cutie. Do you recognize me? Yep. That's me from your math class. Good memory, sweetie. I suppose I should tell you why you're here. Well, you see, I love you. I've wanted you for so long. I know you're really shy, so I had to take the initiative and take you here. I always felt bad for you. You're so shy and scared, it's actually pretty adorable. I want to protect you and keep you safe. Hey, calm down, cutie. Don't struggle. There's no point. You're all tied up. And besides, deep down, I know you like too. You're just too shy to admit it. But that's okay. We have all the time in the world. It's so cute how you tremble just from being touched. You're adorable. Oh, but you're still so tense. Do you actually think I'm going to hurt you? Cutie. I could never hurt you. Even if I tried. I wouldn't be able to bring myself to hurt such an adorable person. Even if I have to punish you for disobeying or trying to run away from me. I don't think I'd be able to discipline you in that manner. Yeah? You're going to do as I say. Did you forget that you're tied up? You're so adorable. You don't have much of a choice, sweetie. I plan to keep you forever, of course. I love you, and I know somewhere in your heart you love me too. If you won't admit it to me, I'll just have to force it out of you. Oh, no. It's okay, cutie. You don't have to cry. Although you do look adorable when you do. Come here. Give me a hug. It's going to be okay. I won't hurt you to make you love me. You're still shaking. If you're too cold, I can get you some blankets. Or are you shaking in fear still? You're okay. You're safe with me. No one will ever hurt you. If anyone tries to hurt you, they're done for. What do I mean? You don't need to worry about that. You don't need to worry about anything anymore. I'll take care of everything for you, darling. I still can't believe I finally have you here. I'm so happy. You're perfect. Amazing. Of course you can ask me a question, darling. Just don't ask me to let you go or tell you your exact location, of course, because that's not going to be answered just yet. I have to make sure you won't run off and tell someone. Why did I fall in love with you? Darling, it's because you're you. You're the most handsome guy out there. I adore shy boys. But there's so much more than just that. Your eyes, your face, your ears, your stomach, your hair. Everything about you is perfect. I couldn't try to love anyone else. I'd been watching you for a while. Yes, I watched you from your home playing video games, reading, eating, and drinking. Saw everything. There was a nice spot near your home in one of the trees. After classes were over, I'd follow you home every day and watch over you. I was always ready to protect you should anything have happened. In fact, you don't even know, but I saved you from getting robbed on your way home once. Yes, I'm serious. There was a guy heading near you with a gun, but luckily I disarmed him and threatened him to leave you alone or else I'd kill him. Oh, yeah. I'm a lot stronger than I look. And I believe I get super strength whenever it involves protecting you, my darling. You walked home all alone, all the time with your head down. You were pretty scared of people, and you'd walk through a bad part of town to get home. I had to follow you to keep you safe. I had to protect you. And eventually, I realized the best way to protect you was to bring you here, for myself, away from all those scary people. I love you more than anything. I think, no, I know that I love you even more than I love myself. Hey now, nobody insults my love, and that includes you. Darling, I know you're still scared of me, but you truly don't have to be. I already told you I'd never hurt you, and that I love you. You've never been safer before. I'll consider untying you if you be a good boy. What do I mean? Well, there's a few rules you need to follow. First, don't scream. But I don't think that one's too hard for you. You don't talk much already, and you didn't scream when you woke up, and I bet that was scary for you. Secondly, since you're tied up for now, I'm going to have to feed you. You have to eat the food I give you. And don't worry, I know all your favorites of all the food groups and meals. Though you should be eating a healthier breakfast from now on. Lastly, the main rule is do not try to run away from me. That would really upset me. And we both don't want that now, do we? You're probably a bit tired, and I'm getting a bit sleepy too. I'll stay down here with you tonight. Let me just get in bed and get close up to you and wrap my arms around you. Mwah. Oh, you're blushing. I told you I knew you liked me. Shh, it's okay, darling. You don't need to be embarrassed. It's okay to blush. I find it really cute. I promise you I'll still be here when you wake up in the morning. Good night, darling. I love you.